Carpenter and Rothman is presented by your local Pella Window and Door Showroom on Gemini Parkway. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Hockey, and hounds.
Release the hounds!
With Columbus Blue Jackets head coach John Tortorella.
Brought to you by Telhio Credit Union.
All right, it's a three-game roadie now for the Jackets, so they get out of Dodge and they try to find a frozen pond to get better on, and they'll have to go to Arizona, then Colorado, then Montreal for a three-gamer. We've got Torts with us before he jumps on the plane and heads out west. This is Hockey and Hounds, brought to you by Telhio Credit Union. And Torts, we're happy you joined us. Thanks.
How are you guys?
We're okay. I know this is a tough time for you guys, and when you I don't know if you look at things, certainly you don't look at things like fans look at them, you know, or at least even the way Bobby and I would look at it. When you assess a skid that you're on right now, is there an overwhelming thought that comes out? Do you think you've deserved better? I know it's a results-based business, but is there an overwhelming thought that you have based on the collapse in Philly, coming home and not competing for 60 against Edmonton, losing a tough overtime game, and then not being able to put the puck in the net? Or is it all just, you just can't worry about the cumulative part of it?
Yeah, I'm not. We go day to day. You get ready for. We just had a good practice. Just get ready for your next day. I'm not a big guy to say, yeah, it's tough breaks, bad luck, all that stuff. We are what we are right now, and I think we're inconsistent from game to game and different situations and different concepts within our team concept. I think it's a team that lacks a tremendous amount. Our top guys just do not have confidence with the puck. So I can go down the line. Mm-hmm. It's an inconsistency through all the games. One thing that I am encouraged by is we're not giving up much, and I think you have to stay that way until we get ourselves sorted out where we're our offense is in a flow or we just feel good about ourselves that way. I just think we need to stay on top of it here as far as just not giving up much and work at that part of the game.
And so, Torch, you've coached a long time, and obviously you've had, you know, winning streaks, you've had losing streaks, and every game is different, and every team and their personality, strengths and weaknesses are all different. You know, when you identify some of those things, you know, whether you said, you know, it's inconsistencies night to night, it's different areas, it's, you know, the top line guys and their confidence, yep, and their puck control. I mean, do you look back on past experiences and say, hey, I've been in these situations before, maybe a situation similar to this, to try to create confidence with your top line guys or try to eliminate some of those inconsistencies? Like, how do you best manage to do some of those things?
Yeah, you know, it's a great thought, Bob. You talk about trying to create some confidence. I always say I don't have confidence in my pocket. I just can't dig in my pocket and give it to you, you know. There are things that you can do to try to help the players. And that's the first call I have to make is how do I approach the team during this time? You know, early on we lost a couple games. Now we're, 0-4-1? Now we're a little further along in losing games. Do I approach it differently? And, you know, I've gone through a process all night long last night after the game. How do I go about it? And, you know, Bobby, I broke the tape down. I have clips of some of the things that I think we can improve on offensively, this, that, the other thing. And I'm only halfway through the game. And I said, you know what? I'm not going to show these clips. I'm going to get my video coach, and I'm going to show a ton of goals being scored by every player on this team. And so do you go that way or do you teach? And I'm at the Oak right now I want them to see something good. And because I think they're trying. I do. I think they're trying. But we're still not getting rewarded. And it's a great question because on next Thursday, I may answer this question differently. So this is what I go through as far as a coach, as far as how you run your team.
You have, I don't know how much room for error any hockey team has. I know you've always talked about, and we watch these teams, that anybody can beat anybody on a given night. But do you feel like your guys are competing for 60 minutes?
It depends which game you're talking about. I did not like our answer game. Philly was a game. It was a bad game. After playing really 8, 9, 10 games stiff and strong and competing. Philly was a bad game. I didn't like our answer game after that. I think I didn't like our start. I forget which team we played in our building. I can't answer that in a blanket answer. It depends. I liked how we played last night. That's a good, big hockey team that we played against. They get size right on through their lineup. I thought we competed hard, but we just did not make the plays. When there were some plays there we didn't make, and then when we did, it kind of blows up on us right before it goes. You know, Nick has a chance with an open net. Sonny has a chance with an open net. There's a puck laying in the crease behind Fleury where Cam almost pokes it, or Kooks almost pokes it. I mean, Fleury was looking behind him all night long, but there's no pucks going in that net. Yeah, Anthony, it's one thing that we cannot lose is our energy, and that's what was frustrating with me in a couple of games, especially in our building, why we don't have the energy. I think we played 3 and 4 nights, and it was the third game in 4 nights. I forget what team. Just one of the worst starts after we have a great start against St. Louis in St. Louis.
And
we got to figure out. We got to figure that out. It's unacceptable. I don't care where you are, because they're tired athletes. So you still got to find a way. And so I'm a little frustrated at that part of it in this streak. So yeah. So you kind of you read it as you go through and try to react the best way you can as a coaching staff.
Do you think that? And maybe I asked the question wrong about the fight. Maybe I'm looking for fight more than I'm looking for compete, because I'm wondering, you're such a team that, you know, you can't live in the box. You just can't. But you got to be tough, too. And, you know, you see Sherwood take a hit, and you see a Corpy get kneed last night. And I'm wondering, are you seeing enough, I don't know, frustration with your team that's a good balance?
For retribution.
Yes, that's what I'm asking for.
Yeah. And again, I didn't even see the hit on Corpy. And I do look at this with the tape, because I have so many things going on the bench. I didn't even see it. I didn't see how players reacted. But it's something I watch when I watch the video. I have not gotten there yet with the video. We've been very busy this morning as far as face-to-face with these guys. So, yeah, I got to make a determination. I'll tell you a story. Nick came up to me after the Lutzik thing. It was the next morning. Mm-hmm. I was working out. He was working out. And he said he didn't sleep. He didn't sleep at night because he says, you know what, maybe I should have gone after him. And he asked me, should I have gone after him? It turned into such a pile of people in there. You're really not going to be able to fight in that situation. There's just too many people on top of one another. But Nick felt he had an opportunity during the game. And, you know, he asked him. And that's what goes on in these situations during the game. Players ask one another to fight. And he didn't think Lutzik was too interested. And I don't want to I answer this in a measured way, Anthony, where – I don't want us to be looking for things that aren't going to happen in today's game anymore. It's just that's just not the way the game is played anymore, but you certainly have to protect your blue. And we talk about that every meeting that we have before a game. If anybody comes near our goal, see, if I have one of my guys and he does it to our goalie, I hope someone does what Lucic did, because I think you kill those penalties off and you have to protect your goalie.
Yeah.
So in a really long-winded way of answering it, that's the way I look at it.
No, and I can appreciate that, because I saw it last night, and I wouldn't know whether he came in with intent. All I know is Corpy got – somebody came into your blue and bullied your guy, whether there was intent or not. And that's the thing that got me last night, is I don't know if he intended to knee him in the head. Yeah. My gut says he didn't. But my gut says he was willing to go in there to help create a goal for his team. And whether Corpy got the brunt of it, he didn't care. And so that's my feeling, is whether you can whether you have the luxury of becoming a team right now that has that same bully mentality without putting yourself in a really bad spot, because you guys seem so pressured to score on the power play, it's causing shorthanded opportunities.
Yeah, so I'll answer this. This is where I think one of our problems is. You're talking about having some swagger. And my meeting last night before the game going in was, we talked a few X's and O's in the morning, but I said, you know what? What trumps X's and O's tonight is our swagger, our confidence in playing, our energy level. I didn't go over any X's and O's right prior to the game, which sometimes I do. I think if guys are feeling good and they're not in between about what I should do, and you're winning hockey games, I don't think there's any question. And I haven't seen the clip. I know the player that took the penalty is certainly not built that way to be doing something intentional to do that. But he's in the blue.
Yep.
And, so these are things that that have to be coached. And I don't want to give you an answer because I need to look at the video from up top because I like watching all the players around it that aren't in right in the mix right away. I want to see how players react, and then we go about our business that way. And I tell Luke all the time, Luke is a pain in the ass to play against, and he's playing really well. He draws a lot of attention to himself, and I told him from the get-go, if a guy comes at you and they're trying to get you, and I don't want Luke to fight because I don't think he's fought much, and I don't think he's big into that, but you got to look him in the eye. And don't get taken advantage of. And so in a general term, when we're talking about our blue or one-on-one stuff, you can't get taken advantage of because it runs through the league like wildfire. And then it turns into some long nights for you. So I'll answer it that way.
All right. I know we got to cut you loose because you got a plane ride here. We've got a couple quick things. You can give me a quick answer. Tex is on the trip. Do you feel he'll be able to contribute?
He'll be in.
Okay, good. All right, so this is kind of...
He will contribute.
And
yes.
All right, good. Yeah. I know you need him, believe me. So this is kind of cool, even though you're going to be out of town. I don't know if you'll be back on Sunday and then you go back to Montreal. But either way, I wanted to mention something that's actually happening because I think there's been so much inspiration to what we've done with Hockey and Hounds that the club, the organization, is hosting their first ever Dog Adoption Expo Yappy Hour, they're calling. It's called Pucks and Paws. Now, it's this Sunday at Nationwide Arena. There's no game, but it's from 2 to 5 p.m., and Patrick and his team over there, and we've kind of assisted in helping them get the right agencies and different shelters there. So at Nationwide Arena this Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m., there are going to be over 35 vendors at Nationwide Arena. Now, here's the trick, because this could be confusing for people. There will be adoptable pets there. They are urging you to bring your dog if you want to. This is a chance to bring your dog into Nationwide, take a picture at the Cannon, hang out with other dog owners, and enjoy. Go into the Great Lakes Pub, watch some football. It'll actually be a very cool day on Sunday. But here's the trick. If you were thinking about going to a Jackets game in November, there are three games. Friday the 15th against St. Louis, Tuesday the 19th against Montreal, Thursday the 21st against the Red Wings. If you buy a ticket to one of those games at bluejackets.com/paws, P-A-W-S, bluejackets.com/paws, it'll bring those games right up. You click on one of those games, you buy a ticket to the game that you wanted to go to anyway, and then you're automatically in to the expo this Sunday. And they have two very, very, very nominal price points to get into the game. And so it's a way to go to a Jackets game, enjoy a Jackets game. A portion of the proceeds from your ticket is going to go to one of those nonprofits, one of the rescues that'll be at the Yappy Hour this Sunday. The offer is only available if you purchase your tickets on bluejackets.com/paws. And it's really the only opportunity anyone would ever get to take a picture at the Cannon with their dog. So if you want to set up for Christmas cards, whatever you want, this is your chance to do it. So go to columbusbluejackets.com/paws, buy your ticket to one of those three games in November. You'll automatically be reserved for the Yappy Hour and Expo from 2 to 5 this Sunday at the arena. You don't have to bring your dog. You can. I urge you, if you're interested in adopting an animal, there will be adoptables there. And maybe you do bring your dog to see how it would interact with a future adoptable. But it's an awesome event, and I know it's part of just the entire inspiration that we've done here. And I'm so glad the organization is behind it. Great job.
That's fantastic. That's great. Can I ask, I know you're probably, can I ask Bobby one question?
Yeah.
What was best for you, whether it be in college or pro, what was best for you to get you underway the proper way for your next game? The teaching and showing you some of the mistakes of technique, whatever it may be, what's going on with you, or just some positive tape of you doing things the right way in certain situations? What helped you the most, or is it depends on the situation?
You know, it depends a little on the situation, but I've always been more of a process guy, and so if generally I didn't play well, I felt it was usually due to the lack of preparation. And you don't want to watch, you know, so much film, like you said, you become paralyzed. But go back, look at some of the mistakes, correct them, and then put a lot of preparation into the game. But that's usually on a one-off. I will say there was a point in my career where I'd struggled a little bit, and one of my coaches did that. He goes, you need to remember how good you are. Watch this. Yeah. And they put together that. And I think it's you get into those prolonged things, and like you said, Torch, you start fighting it so much, and you're not getting the results, and you lose your confidence because you forgot how good you were and how to get to this point.
Yeah. It's one of the most interesting things for me as a coach is how you get to the mind to get their confidence back. Because you can't, I always say, you can't peel it and push a button in the mind. You got to find a way to get a trigger somewhere to regain confidence. And, you know, if someone had the answer, they, you know, obviously we'd be talking about this. There'd be a lot of really good coaches out there. So, I was just kind of interested. So I hope I didn't take too much time, Anthony. I always like talking to athletes about that. So, thanks, Bob.
No, I think it's very cool, and I hope you have a safe trip out there and try to get a result, because I know that's the most important thing, and however you can get it, but maybe going on the road will, I don't know, it'll hit a button of some kind, but I know it's not for lack of trying, Coach. Have a great flight.
Well, thank you, and really looking forward to the result of what goes on nationwide there with the Dogs and Cannon and all. That's great stuff. Have a great day, guys.
Yeah, if you're back in town on Sunday, you want to spin over to the arena.
We're in Montreal.
Okay.
We're staying for the trip.
Okay.
We're trying to treat the players right. They like Montreal, so we're going to stay there instead of going through customs a couple times. So,
good for you.
Enjoy, guys.
Yeah.
Be well.
Thanks, Torts. Safe flight. That is John Tortorella. Hockey and Hounds brought to you by Telhire Credit Union. Telhire Credit Union makes a generous donation every time Torts calls in throughout the year. As I always say, it's his time, his dime. And let Telhire Credit Union make all your wishes come true with a holiday loan. Get the cash you need. They've got lower rates than most credit cards. Apply today at telhio.org. We're back to assess that conversation and more. Carpenter and Rothman on The Fan.
Don't cry if you missed your favorite show. Go to 971thefan.com. Pick your show and enjoy the podcast. On demand anytime. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.